الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد Respected my kiram, students, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Quran al-Kareem, which is our guide through and through from the beginning of the Quran till the end. It's only guidelines for us. And a person will adopt the Quran al-Kareem as our guide. Then we will find our direction, inshallah. We will find the pleasure of Allah. We will find our destination towards Jannah, inshallah. So one of the verses of the Quran al-Kareem, although it was addressed to the Bani Israel, but they are lessons for us and great benefit for us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَقْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. That do you believe in some part of the Kitab and you reject part of it? فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ. Then what can be the recompense and the punishment of that, those people who do this? إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Except that they will suffer disgrace and humiliation in this worldly life. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. And in the year after, they will be subjected to the worst forms of punishment. And وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware, is not unmindful of what you do. So the background of this verse, very briefly, is that there were two groups, the Aus and the Khazraj tribes, and then the two groups of the Jews, Quraiz, Banu Quraiza and the Banu Nazir, they had affiliated to each group, one of them. For example, the Quraiza became allies of the Aus, and the Banu Nazir became the allies of the Khazraj tribe. So the verse before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that we took a covenant from them, that they will not kill anyone, they will not shed the blood of anyone, and they will not expel anyone from their homes. So when war had broken out, then these people had faced one another. The Banu Quraiza against the Banu Nazir, and they started shedding the blood of each other. But when prisoners of war had come, then very quickly both of them, both the groups used to pay the ransom. So it was asked of them, that why do you do this? They mentioned that there's great reward in it, in the Torah and in the Mosaic laws, to free slaves, emancipate slaves. There's great reward. Then it was asked that this is part of the Kitab, you understand. Then why do you shed the blood of one another? Why do you kill one another? Why do you expel your same brethren from their homes? Then they were silent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonishes them and tells them, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ. That when it comes to ransoming slaves, then you are very, very happy. You want to believe in that part of the Kitab. But when it comes to the other law of Allah, when you are told not to kill one another, when not to shed the blood of one another, then وَتَقْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Then you reject that part. Hazrat Mahesh Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi used to quote this verse very, very often. And many a times to say that, يَا يُلَّذِينَ آمَنُ خُلُوا بِسْلِمِ كَافَةً. Enter into Islam completely. This not become a selective game, that whatever suits our whims and desires, we will do that. Whatever suits our whims, whatever suits our desires, whatever suits us, our temperament, our mizaj, then we will do that. But what goes against our desires and doesn't suit our temperament, then we leave that out. So Allah Ta'ala tells us that udkhulu fi silmi kafa, that enter into Islam completely. Do not start to choose, and now we differentiate. Like, for example, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, حَلَّ الْبَيْءَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَىٰ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made business, trading, bartering halal for us. So that is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone enjoys that. But on the other hand, وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَىٰ. How many of us, unfortunately, in our business circles, we are consuming riba, interest and unlawful transactions? Isn't that also part of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, part of the Quran al-Kareem? When it comes to example, our salam, I gave this example in many places. On both the Eid days, our masajid are full. Our masajid are full. Sometimes you have to roll out more carpets to accommodate more people. Why? Because everyone is looking forward. It is a day of occasion, happiness. Everyone is happy. Do 2 days of Eid. But aren't Fajr namaz faraz throughout the year? Throughout our life, 363 days of the year, those remaining days of the year, isn't salah faraz? So are we becoming selective? 2 days in a year, we present ourselves in the masjid. 363 days of the year, we are absent. Then when it comes to, for example, zakat, and our sadaqah, then we are very, very happy. We give our 2.5%. We'll give our sadaqah. We'll give all our nafil charity, etc. But on the flip side of the coin, many a person now become extravagant. وَلَا تُسْرِفْ Allah Ta'ala tells us, do not become extravagant. Do not waste. وَإِنَّ الْمُبَذِّلِينَ كَانِ إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ That those who become spendthrift are the brothers of shayateen. So on one hand, we are happy to give one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So isn't abstaining from becoming a spendthrift, or abstaining from spending wildly and wasting, isn't that also a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So unfortunately, we are becoming very, very selective when it comes to our deen. We should enter into Islam completely. From head to toe, we come into the fold of into the deen of Islam. And before that, ulama ikram has mentioned that regards to the Bani Israel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonishes them, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابِ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَأَيْ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ So this verse was mentioned before this regarding the wicked scholars of the Bani Israel, that they used to make up and tamper with the Sharia. They used to concoct their own Sharia. They used to modify the teachings of the Kitab. And when anyone came with a bribe, and then to suit their whims and fancies, to suit their interests, they used to issue fatwas according to their desires. And then they used to say, هذا من عند الله. So whatever we're doing is on the side of Allah. Whatever is written is on the side of Allah. Why? What was the objective? لِيَشْتَرُوا بِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا So that they can purchase through this the very paltry and the gains of this worldly life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ The destruction, a meaning of wail is the valley of Jahannam, where there are serpents and scorpions. And the other meaning, فَوَيْل, destruction and woe be for those people who write with their own hands, and destruction for them what they have earned. So in today's time also, that a person should see, if he's a alim, he's a maulvi, he's a person now, he's trying to meet suit the desires of other people. Is he going to sanction with his signature in the name of Islam, Islamic banking, Islamic finance, or Islamic with regards to insurance, all in the name of Islam? As Manish Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that many a time in the name of Islam, we have Islamic radios, we have Islamic schools, Islamic this, Islamic that, but that all is in the name of Islam. There is nothing Islamic about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. As ulama-i kiram, we need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, today's times, we'll hear funny terminologies and to hoodwink, to bamboozle the public. Then we want to interfere and tamper with the Sharia. We know in UAE, there is a place where on one side there is a masjid, other side there is a synagogue, then other side there is a church, all an umbrella of the Abrahamic Accord. We are the children of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And very innocently, many people are getting caught in this. Then the maqasid al-Sharia, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a perfect deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Allah ta'ala tells we have perfected and completed your deen for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And I have completed my favor over upon you. Wa radditu lakum al-islam deena. Allah has given us a beautiful deen, ready made. Now you want to go and tamper with that. Deen is already easy. How much more easy we are going to do? Are we going to suit the desires and of other people? Are we going to now interfere and bring about the fiqh for minorities, fiqh aqaliyat, and suit the people? So very, very unfortunate those people who want to tamper with our deen, want to modify our deen. And the ulama-e haq have a right to speak about this. One of the tafsirs of the ghuraba, the Nabiya Kam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that badal Islam ghuriba. Islam started in a very strange way, in a very peculiar way. And وَسَيْعُودُ كَمَا بَدَى غَرِيبًا. And once again it will revert to such a state. So one of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Tirmizi Sharif, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, who are the ghuraba? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَلَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِنْ سُنَّتِ. Or kama qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that those who will change my deen or my teachings, oh, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people will come and they will put right, they will rectify, they will put in order whatever has been changed of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many a person will speak out against it. Why? Because this deen does not belong to me. It doesn't belong to you. It is the deen of Allah. It is the sharia of Allah. It is Allah's sharia. It is Allah's deen. So you are accompanying when Allah Ta'ala's deen. When Allah. If a person, example, you are walking and you see someone now is trying to steal your father's car, will you leave that car? Will you say, you know, it's not my car, it's in my father's car? No, a person will make all attempts to chase a criminal, to chase the person away, to arrest that person. Why? Because it's my father's car. So in this case, this is Allah's deen. This is Allah's sharia. And in hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, كِيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ مَعْرُوفًا وَالْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا. What will happen to you, my sahaba, when the time will come, when you will see evil as good, and good as evil, everything ulta maamla, everything upside down. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, will this ever happen? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَأَشَدُّ مِنْ, something worse will happen than this. The after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that kifa bikum, that what will happen to you idha amartum bil munkar, when you command people to do evil, and wanahaytum al ma'ruf, and you will stop people from doing good. And this is the zaman that we are living in, unfortunately, that everything upside down. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, is the time going, such a time going to come? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said yes, and even worse going to come. Just an anecdote for us to as a lesson. There was a Qazi, he came, there was a person who was in a butcher shop. So one of the customers came with a mazbuha, chicken, it was already slaughtered. So he came and asked the owner of this butcher, please can you help me out if you can take out the feathers, pluck the feathers, clean it, etc., and cut it into pieces. So the owner of the shop, the butcher, told him, no problem, leave it here, I will clean it, I will cut it up. And you come after 1 hour, 2 hours, and I'll have it ready for you. So this person went away. Then the Qazi of the town came. So he asked, I want chicken. So the butcher told him, I don't have any chicken. He said, there's a chicken over here. He said, no, it's not my chicken. It's someone else's chicken. It's another customer's chicken. He said, no, give me that chicken. He said, no, I can't give you. It's someone else's chicken. He said, please, man, give me that chicken. He said, then what must I tell the original person? He said, just tell him it flew away. You're the Qazi, I'm the Qazi, I'm telling you, just telling me it flew away. So nevertheless, the owner of the butcher gives him this chicken. Then when the original customer comes, he asks, that where is my chicken? He said, no, it flew away. He said, off your head or something? I gave you something which was already slaughtered, how can it fly away? He said, no, but it flew away. He said, no, for this now I need to take it to the Qazi to settle this case. So now off they go to the Qazi. Now while coming to the Qazi, so they find there's a Jew and a Muslim that is fighting. So the owner of the shop, now the butcher, he comes, he tries to separate the both. So in the process, while separating, he knocks off one eye of the Jew. While separating them, he saw one eye of the Jew, and mistakenly. So now this person becomes angry. Now he tells him, I need to take you to the Qazi to sort this out too. So now this person, bichara, becomes frightened, he starts running around. Running away. So now they're running after him. The butcher is running after him. The Jew is running after him, whose eye has been taken out. So he goes to the masjid, he climbs up the minaret. So when he climbs up the minaret to catch him, he takes the jump. So unfortunately, there was an old man over there. He jumped on the old man and the old man died. So now more problems for him. So now the son of this old man, the father died, he caught this person. He said, now I have to take you to the Qazi. So nevertheless, now three of them, the butcher, the Jahud, and the old man, his son, brings this person to the Qazi. So the Qazi scratches his head and said, oh, what's wrong with this person now? I just took his chicken only. Now it's such a big problem. So he said, there's not one case, there are three cases here. So now the Qazi said, okay, let me hear your people's cases. So the first person, the butcher said, that this first, the customer said, this person I gave him a chicken which was already masbu'a, already slaughtered. And now the butcher said, it already flew away. So the Qazi tells him that don't you believe in the life after death? Awalam tu'minu, don't you believe? Have you read the kissa of Ibrahim alayhi salam where he slaughtered this bird and he put it in a certain place and life came back to them? Who can give life after death after the bones become decomposed? Do you have iman in that? He said, yeah, I have iman. So maybe Allah gave the chicken life again and he flew away. He said, okay, I got no case. So he walked away. So the Jew came. He said that this person took an eye. He said, no problem. Sharia has already administered an eye for an eye. But now because you're a Zimmi and this person is a Muslim, so the Muslim will only get half the retribution. And now you can't take out half his eye. So what we have to do is take out your other eye so one full eye can take out of his. So he said, the Jew, I already lost one eye. You want me to lose the second eye? He said, don't worry about it. I forgive this person. He walked away. Now the third person came. He said, this person jumped on my father and he killed my father. So the Qazi told him, no problem. You take him back to the same place. You make him stand there. You climb up the minaret and you jump on him. So, but Qazi just, this person will know I'm going to jump on him. He'll move. I'll fall. I'll die. He said, your father should have done the same thing. When he fell, your father should have moved. So he said, no, Qazi sahab, I got no option in this matter. Never mind, I forgive him. So now this person is happy. He got away. So the moral of the story, respected brothers, is you give the Qazi a chicken and you'll get the fatwas in your favor. So unfortunately, this is what is happening today. Allah forgive us. Allah ta'ala save us. Allah protect us. Allah keep us steadfast on deen. And we live according to deen. We die according to deen. And we enter into Islam completely. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah.